Look, it's probably a point gained. I'm sure Pats will look at it as being 2 points dropped. We didn't play well enough in the first half whatsoever. We were lucky only to be one down. We started better in the second half. We had a savage chance. To me, how he, the linesman and the referee between them, they looked at each other twice, and then they decided that Eric dived. I had no idea. He went past Kvaratskhelia, and he was cutting in on goal. I had no idea how he dived. But that's the second week in a row that's happened. I'm not saying last week was totally innocent. And I thought, no, it seemed to like every 50-50 decision was going against you. That's the way. And when you're down, that's what happens. I mean, I watch UCD on the stream and play at Pats last weekend. And, you know, they were probably robbed, to be fair to them. They fully and utterly deserved to get something out of the game. And they were down there with us. And that's what happens. But it's probably difficult in the manner that... I'll explain this to you on the record, is that I was booked for a little bit of a slagging match with the fourth official, but I got more probably than I gave. Well, I got every bit as much back. And I find it difficult how they can be mocking, and if I mock back or if I mock first, it's either the both of us are disciplined or not. But in fairness, the fourth official didn't go further, and common sense prevailed. But it's got to the stage where, you know, in fairness, he kept it and kept his, if you like, I'm trying to think of the word because he's in the same profession as I am, he probably kept his discipline in that he didn't throw the whole class out, to put it that way to you. But I find that very difficult to take. The inconsistency is probably the biggest call. Is that the reason we didn't win the game? No. But the inconsistency is very difficult
and
to take.
And fairness to you, Ollie, you know, you've held your tongue quite a bit this season. Your behaviour on the sideline.
Thank you very much. Could you put that as a reference?
But like tonight, the card count again tonight, you had 6 players booked. They had 1 player booked. I'm not even sure if it was the yellow cards. It was as much the free kicks that weren't going your way that seemed to frustrate you just as much.
Well, you've given your opinion. Yeah. You know, I don't need to give an opinion after listening to you there. But this is week in, week out. It's look, are they poor people in that? Are they agendas? No, they don't. It's nothing like that. Yeah. But in fairness, we stuck at it and got something out of it. But week in, week out, Ellie got booked very early in the game, and I thought, here we go again. And sure enough, here we go again. Yeah. But I think we should be talking about maybe Ethan's equaliser or the likes of Chris Thurser or Billy King's goals rather than the officials, you know.
Well, let's talk about that equaliser from Ethan Boyle right at the death, Ollie. And your team last year had a never-say-die attitude. You know, so often during the campaign last year, they got late equalisers or winning goals. This is a completely different bunch of players this time around, but they showed tonight real fighting spirit.
Tonight we did, and in Daly Mount we did, but we haven't shown it enough, and there's no point pretending. Like, as I said, at 2-0 down, Antoine Breslin, he bombed past Ryan Rainey and Ethan, and he whipped in a brilliant ball that Owen Doyle put over the bar. Yeah. Had that gone in, that was 3-0, and then it could have been 4-5. That's the reality of it. But we ran our luck a little bit then, and we showed 15 minutes of being men, but we need to show 70, 80, 90 minutes of being men, Dermot. And you know, the last 15 minutes we won every header. We weren't winning them up to that. We were only putting them out for throw-ins or knocking them into traffic, but we pounded them back in the last 15 minutes and we got our just rewards for that. However, that's not good enough to play for 15 minutes, and we won't be staying in this division unless we play for a lot longer in games.
There was a great atmosphere tonight, Ollie.
The crowd,
even at 2-0.
Do you see the crowd that were there tonight? They were there in Sligo as well, not as big. They've been fabulous, and I know over the years, especially with new players, that there'll be a few that might turn on the new players and their confidence drops. They do here. Tonight they were fabulous. They could have turned on us in Sligo at 2-0 down, and maybe they should have, but they didn't, and they sang and pounded behind the in the stand and behind the goal, and I'm delighted for them that we got something out of it. But they've been brilliant, and look, you know, all in all, 99% of them over the years have been brilliant, but sometimes new players from outside the country struggle when the crowd get onto them, and there wasn't one criticism from them from start to finish, and there should have been at times, because we weren't good enough for a lot of that, and I'm delighted for them that we got something out of it. But it's just a point, Jeremy, you know, we need a hell of a lot more than any hope of staying in this division.